Hashtag
You're
psyched.
Listening to entertain us.
Less casual, more psyched.
Okay. Can you do a hashtag psyched? So I
can't spell it.
You're listening to Entertain Us from Wisconsin Public Radio.
How do I?
Hello. I just called.
Baby, come back.
Now, the making of a good compilation tape is a very subtle art. Many do's and don'ts. First of all, you're using someone else's poetry to express how you feel. This is a delicate thing.
So, Chris, do you have any mixtapes in your past?
Unfortunately, I do. I have a couple stored in boxes that I could probably still find if I wanted to. Did find one in my desk recently entitled Summer Jams with a Z 2010 that I did receive from an ex. What about you, Halima?
Wait, it was from 2010 and it was called Summer Jams with a Z?
Summer Jams with a Z.
I was expecting you to say like 1996.
Nope, this was a recent thing. I was totally okay with it. What about you?
Yeah, I had a mix that my best friend in middle school made for me. It was kind of inspired by a paranormal vampire romance that was very popular at the time that shall not be named.
But what I think we're learning here is that we all have a mixtape story, and we wanted to hear from you. We wanted to hear your stories.
Hi, can I bother you for a second?
Excuse me.
Hi. Hey, can I bother you for a second?
So we put a call out, and we got some pretty good stories in response.
And we also wanted to get NPR Music's Stephen Thompson's take on this. He's kind of an authority on mixtapes. Stephen, so are mixtapes really about the music?
Not necessarily. I think very often with a mixtape, you're sort of sending a little bit of a letter to the person in music form. You're mindful of the messaging, but you're also saying a little something about the music that you like. There's a little bit of vanity to sending a mixtape because you're presuming to know enough about music to converse with the person in that way.
Yeah, you wrote a piece sort of about mixtapes, and I want to read back one of the lines to you. You say, a crush mix may say, I like you, but what people like me really want to say is, I like you, and after you find your new favorite band on this mix, I bet you'll be really grateful. So talk more about that, Stephen.
You're putting yourself out there. You're kind of presenting your expertise to the person who's receiving it. You're kind of secretly trying to implant in them, like, you're going to fall in love with this band. And then you're going to think, like, wow, that guy's really cool. He got me into this band.
First you look so strong.
I've been making mixtapes for friends, you know, my whole life. In fact, when I first moved to Texas at the age of 13, this is how I started trying to make friends, was by offering to give people tapes. And I especially use this as a means of trying to flirt with women. But, you know, every mixtape that I made was almost like a race to see if I could put this one song on it, a song called Vapor Trail by a band called Ride. This day, I love that song like you wouldn't believe. And it's funny because the one woman on whom this never worked, my one go-to trick, is the one I married and the one with whom I'm going to spend the rest of my life.
And so if you can kind of put your mix together in such a way that it's presenting maybe a few bands that you think the other person might not know as well, that has this added level of like presenting your musical expertise, but also a little bit like your romantic expertise, if that makes sense. So there's a certain amount of vanity in presenting your musical tastes that way. But at the same time, there is a real celebration to putting a crush in music. You are celebrating that new energy that comes with having these like very fresh feelings for a new person. And so a crush mix can have this incredible energy and excitement to it.
This seems like it's kind of a dangerous game. You really need to be listening to the lyrics of songs before you put one of these on a tape, right?
I am a strong, strong proponent of always reading the lyrics to every song you put on a mixtape. You want to be careful not to pick like Every Breath You Take by The Police, you know, which is this song about stalking someone. You want to be careful, like a song that sounds really effervescent and sunny can either be more melancholy than you mean it to be or overstate your affection in a way that can come on too strong.
So the song I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. A staple or cardinal sin?
I think one of the top songs I put on there, probably like I'm Yours by Jason Mraz. Just really, you know, sappy stuff, but it's cute, so.
Well, you don't. Oh, man. I mean, I'm not really on Team Mraz. So I never necessarily want to say, though, that a song for a mix is a cardinal sin. It's probably a little strong for a crush mix. I'm Yours is a pretty powerful thing to say to somebody that you're crushing on. But I'm stuck on how I feel about the song itself, which is to say,
I'm yours.
So when I was in high school, I received a mix CD from my girlfriend at the time, and our song was Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton.
Hey man, that's high school.
Yeah, exactly. But she started the CD with Wonderful Tonight, and she bookended the CD at the very end with Wonderful Tonight. Was that a good idea, or was that a great idea?
Bookended it with the same song?
With the same song.
You know, speak your truth. You know, if that's your thesis statement, it's like you're writing an essay. Maybe you're restating here and kind of tidily bundling up your thesis at the end of the mix. I think if that's your song and that's the message she's trying to send, more power to her.
And I say yes, you look wonderful.
Well, the relationship didn't last, so I don't know what this says.
But Chris, how did you feel about that?
I think at the time, I thought it was a very nice gesture. I think I still have the CD somewhere. I kind of want to dig it out because I'm curious what else is on it. I can't remember. I know there's got to be some other gems on it. Halima, I believe you had another question. Moving on from my experience.
Well, okay, so the mixtape itself is not all that matters. What about the outside of the mixtape? Should you have artwork, or should you have a really snazzy title?
Oh man, that's a good question. I'm a firm believer in a snazzy title. I once put together this incredibly soul-crushingly melancholy mix and called it Steven's Summertime Smile Factory. it can be a joke, it can be a representative lyric. That's what I'm about. Artwork, because I'm not terribly artistically gifted myself.
The cover of the tapes were made by me in shop class. I used an air paintbrush gun to actually paint a rose that, if you line the cassettes up, looked like a complete picture of a rose from the stem to the top. And there were liner notes. I put liner notes and little poems on the inside of the tape. And she broke up with me. I went away to college, and she broke up with me. I wanted the relationship to keep going, so I kept sending mixtapes that summer. There were more mixtapes, tons of them, and she burnt them in a burn barrel outside of her house.
You want that love in me. Whoa, that love in me.
So that was kind of an adorable story. We're going to follow that up with maybe like a less adorable story. We've been sort of soliciting some stories with people and their mixtapes. And Halima, you actually had someone call in and leave us a voicemail.
So I made a CD called Shoaib's Bag of Lovin', which pretty much tells you how over the top this was. It was a really silly name, and I'm not really sure what I was thinking, but at the time I just thought it was a really funny thing to do. What was on the mixtape? Pretty much anything that was popular in 1999. So Journey's Chronic 2001 was out then, so there were some tracks from there. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly. I put Ice Ice Baby on there. I don't know why.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something.
And then there was some like Southern rap music. Tom Petty was on there as well. So, you know, just a little bit of everything.
To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance.
Yeah, Shoaib's Bag of Lovin'. And he did this as a means to kind of become the life of the party. They were tailgating their high school football games, so he made this mix for that purpose. So there seems to be other spaces or other purposes for making a mixtape.
Oh, absolutely. I used to have in my car like a mix. I was absolutely in love with this pop song called Too Little Too Late by JoJo.
That song was amazing.
That song is incredible.
It's so angsty.
It's an absolute jam. And I think JoJo at the time was like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. And she's auto-tuned like crazy. And it is such an unbelievably catchy and triumphant jam. And so I made myself a mix CD and marked it the JoJo Mega Mix, and it's just that song. And so it would come in, and I think at the time my car would just start the CD over when it finished. So you put in the CD, and all it was Too Little Too Late by JoJo over and over again. Oh, God, I was such a dork.
I was young and in love. I gave you everything, but it wasn't enough.
That was Stephen Thompson, music critic for NPR. Stephen, thanks a lot for the shout-out to JoJo and my preteen angst.